Carol Varg could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve Newell.
G'day there.
What's going on?
Howdy.
Well, howdy. Oh, it's just a nice day out and stuff. Mm-hmm. Thinking to myself, we should. It's kind of strange that we don't talk more about McDonald's on the BFM airwaves.
Hmm. It's fairly pervasive in modern life.
We got delivered some McDonald's once, and
everyone ate it.
I think we were like, cheers.
Hmm. Well, I'm not surprised. It's delicious, nutritious, and it's also affordable. Okay, segment's over.
Okay.
It's also the subject of the new documentary series McMillions, which is playing here on Soho and streaming on Neon. It's an HBO documentary series. And it tells a story of the McDonald's monopoly scam of the late 90s and into the 2000s. If you've played McDonald's Monopoly recently, you'll know that it's sort of an instant win type game.
Oh, the free stuff on the side of the
containers. Yeah, so little tabs you peel off.
Not actual Monopoly.
No, although you do like there
which
is an,
terrible. By
there
the
is
way.
An element of there is an element of like collecting the sets that goes along with this. It's you do it on an app now. It's kind of like playing the pokies here, where you like it's all colourful
and
you get,
it,
your, get your little reward kick from some colourful noises,
get the endorphins and whatnot.
But screen based era, it was really just a collect and keep type deal in the States. So you'd tear off your tab and walk into a McDonald's or
get some chippies, be delicious.
Get your hamburger. Yum.
Maybe a cheeseburger?
Bleached chippy. Kind of thing.
Tell us more, Steve. Now, did someone crack the code, figure out how to beat the system?
Yeah, well, the series starts with an FBI office receiving a tip-off, and the tip-off is the prizes are rigged. Now, in the States, the prizes...
That's it. That's all they said.
That said it's rigged, and it gave them three names, and it said that these three winners are all have some relationship with one another. Which
how do you
is
slide into
statistically,
the FBI? You said how do you slide into the FBI's DMs and send them? Like
well, this is this is the pre DM era, so okay. I'm going to say it's probably the written word.
A nice letter,
probably a nice letter. Yeah, okay. No return address.
Like an eagle stamp on it.
In this instance, no wax seal on the back to identify the sender.
Mark Wahlberg produced it. I can just see over there on that screen, which is interesting.
He's
in the burger
business.
Don't
worry.
He's
in the burger business, yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's in his best interest.
Yeah, he's also in the physique business, which is a little incongruous with McDonald's.
Sure.
So after this tip-off, and they sort of had a look at what this promotion entailed and figured out the odds of winning one of the cash prizes, which were as much as you could win an instant cash prize of $1 million. There was one of those per promotion. You could win 100-something thousand, and the cash prize is kind of diminished. But after looking at the odds of winning this thing, the FBI figured out that of winning a $1 million prize, the odds were 150 million to one. And knowing someone else that had won a major prize was, you know, hundreds more million to one on top of that. And three people being connected was like a trillion to one odds of this randomly happening.
Right.
So they go about trying to figure out investigating how this promotion actually works, and them trying to figure out themselves without tipping anyone off to the fact there is an investigation, how you could rig it if you were so inclined.
Wow.
The first two episodes of this have played. The first one follows the investigation quite closely, and it felt like maybe this series would be a bit of a stretch at being six episodes, that maybe like a documentary film might be the better format. But episode two starts kind of like tracking down their prime suspect a bit more. And episode three, which plays next week, is quite focused on some of the sort of victims, the non-McDonald's victims that get caught up in this. So how it essentially worked was people were getting recruited to go and claim the prizes. And the mob was involved. There's a lot of like heavy pressure.
How did they know where the prizes were gonna?
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna give
found.
Too much away on the details.
How long are
the
episodes?
In fact, they're just coming at just under an hour.
Okay, yeah.
It's no small amount of change. They managed to steal $24 million worth of prizes, which is crazy.
So they really cracked how to do this, and as yet the show hasn't revealed why they got
it is peanuts. It's peanuts. McDonald's. But so $24 million between three people.
I've been to this. It feels like a good robbery to me.
Kind of where it's at the halfway point in the series is that it's feeling very kind of Sopranos-y, mobby, and
I'm sure they like a bit of Donald.
Yeah, they like a bit of Donald. The thing is, like, don't think about that $24 million being stolen from McDonald's and who gives a shit because it's McDonald's and they've got lots of money. It's like,
okay,
it's being diverted from actual winners, so real people. So it's a little bit, you know.
I don't know enough.
Less like corporate crime.
I probably need to watch McMillions.
McMillions. And then the mob element's really gross because I think, like, as you start to find out a bit more about how they pressure people into participating in the scam, it's pretty icky. Mm. And I believe it will continue to get ickier. Some of the great people in the show so far, one of the FBI agents is this hyper-energized whippersnapper, and he comes up with this idea.
This is his big one.
This is absolutely his big one. He was the guy that got bored of investigating financial crime and just wanted to do something fun, and he actually sees a post-it note on the monitor of his older, more sensible partner, and I think the note says McDonald's monopoly rigged ? And then from there he's like, oh, this sounds more interesting. Mm. But he comes up with an investigative tool that is posing as a corporate videographer and going to interview the winners. And so like, for McDonald's, we want to get a corporate video of you like talking about all the details.
Is this entrapment?
Well, they've already done the thing.
Yeah.
And the people who are purporting to be winners, like, they got covered on local news because obviously, like, you know, if it happened here, the Avondale McDonald's would want to have the local news down outside and go, like, oh, you won $1 million here, blah, blah, blah.
Just so they've already kind of been part of this. I don't think there is a McDonald's in Avondale. I think it's actually a Carl's Jr. So
you need to clear that up. Do you need to Uber Eats?
I just want
to clear that
up. I don't want to get us in any trouble. If anyone's listening out there, please, we cleared that up. So just moving on.
Okay, cool. Hypothetical McDonald's.
Just
in Avondale?
Also, there's no longer a McDonald's in Browns Bay as well. Sorry for saying, I think I said that a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Just wanted to reiterate that there is no McDonald's in Browns Bay. They pulled out a long time ago.
Again, you can probably get Uber Eats there, right?
Quite possibly, but just keeping it clean here. Don't want to get in any trouble with any of the higher-ups.
No, fair enough. But with the length of the episodes, you can probably, if you want McDonald's while watching this, you can probably
you
get
as well.
It delivered while you're watching.
Have it on Donald Knight. Watch it on Donald Knight. Eh? That'd be cute.
Okay. Someone's just texting Steve saying there's a great TV documentary about novelty McDonald's. There's one with a ski-mobile. Skidoo drive-through.
What?
Right. Yeah. One is a fancy restaurant with a piano. McDonald's, man.
Cool.
Well, I think verbatim reading text.
I think what I'll do is I'll continue updating on this McDonald's show as it goes on week by week in this McDonald's segment, and then we'll move on to the next McDonald's show and we'll talk about that one.
Or you can just tell us off here as well.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
Anyway, McMillions, check it out.
Okay.
Good day.
Let's all have a cheeseburger, guys.
I'm hungry for a snack, gotta say.
Extra gurk. Thanks.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.